Welcome back to Good Food. Toriano Gordon always had big dreams. He was either going to be a big-time rapper or a famous chef, but life got in the way. After a stint studying at Le Cordon Bleu in San Francisco, he ended up on the streets, fell into drugs, addiction, and even had a brush with death. But as he put his life back together, he and his wife decided to try veganism, even though he yearned to open a barbecue restaurant. That's how he launched Vegan Mob, initially selling plates from his car. Eventually, he opened a brick and mortar restaurant in Oakland. It was an instant sensation, drawing long lines, but closed in the fall of 2023. Gordon now has franchises in Oakland and San Francisco. He also has a cookbook, Vegan Mob, Vegan Barbecue and Soul Food. He spoke to us from a busy street in the Bay Area. Hi, Toriano.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Good. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You grew up in San Francisco. Tell us about the neighborhood that you grew up in, kind of its history and how it shaped you.
Well, I grew up, I was born at UC Hospital, which is in the Haight and the Fillmore area, the Western Addition. The Haight was predominantly like black and mixed with like hippies. And further down where my grandmother was on my dad's side was more of the like the project areas. I grew up in a, you know, in a house. The neighborhood was nice, but more of the black culture was deeper into the Fillmore. So being that was my area and where my family was and where most of my friends were, I gravitated more to the street areas of that area. So it was a lot of culture, a lot of hip hop, a lot of jazz, just a lot of community that was going on, a lot of love, and really different than what it is right now. Just way different, like African and hip hop stores and Jamaican food stores, and I miss it. And it also has a dark side, you know, a dangerous side, and I believe that's what kind of tore it apart.
So gentrification came in, right?
Gentrification came in, exactly.
That must be very demoralizing to watch a whole community held together by culture be torn apart.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, and we're still there. I mean, my mom has her house. My mom is the only black house that's left on the block right now. But it's just not the same as it used to be.
Let's talk about food. I know that you turned toward a plant-based diet for your health. Was there a specific incident that inspired you to make the change?
I actually went to Le Cordon Bleu to try to get away from the street life and get away from the addiction, but I didn't have no job. So to make money, you know, I hustled. And so with the addiction and with the different issues, you know, with just the addiction to not just alcohol and using drugs, but the addiction to the fast lifestyle and the partying and the types of people I hung around and the crime, it made it hard for me to stick around because I couldn't pay for it. I was trying to get away from using, and I had a toothache, be honest with you. Or no regular person is going to take morphine, but I took two morphines. And so I ended up in the hospital with septic shock, and my vials were lost completely, and then they came back. And so after that, I ended up in a program. I went to a Salvation Army program to work on my addictions. And in the program, it was a spiritually based program. I started to read the Bible a lot. I started to do a lot of meditation. And I started to change my ways of eating. I was scared. I didn't want to die. And so I thought the way to prevent that, again, is to obviously leave drugs and alcohol alone, which I never did again after that. And that's been almost 14 years. It'll be 14 years in September. And I was eating a lot of Jack in the Box. And I had the flu. And I kept sneaking Jack in the Box, right? I did like two burgers in one day. And I was like, oh, I'm going to die if I keep eating like this. And so only way that I can stop is eating meat. I said, I'm going to stop eating meat. So I had a flu. The flu stuck around a little longer than I wanted it to. And I watched What the Health. And both my wife and I just decided to stop eating meat and cheese, and I instantly got better.
So, Toriano, once you committed to the lifestyle, you decided to open your own place. Tell us about your R&D process and what challenges that you faced.
It's crazy because, be honest with you, once I knew that I was going to start selling the food, something clicked. You know, the first thing that I really, really cooked that was serious was calamari. I took some hearts of palm and I used some seaweed, and I got this recipe off of YouTube, right? And from there, it kind of taught me how to do other things. So gumbo was like my meal that made me actually wanted to open Vegan Mob. And I learned how to make gumbo from making the hearts of palm. I actually took the seaweed idea to make the stuff taste like seafood and put it in my gumbo and that to get that crab shrimp taste. And I learned little techniques from other vegan chefs, but they have so many replacements now. I always tell people my secret is I use the same exact ingredients, just a plant-based version.
But there's so much out there and so much choice that there must be quite a big variety. So let's talk about certain things specific. For example, for your macaroni and cheese, your vegan mac and cheese, you chose to use pea milk as a substitute for cow's milk or cream. What is it that pea milk gives you?
It tastes like milk. It wasn't sweet. Like most of the vegan milks, when I tried them, they were sweet. Some of the oat milks are kind of thin. People don't like a lot of soy. It was just that pea protein just was like the right fit. It tastes exactly like milk.
One of the things I found so interesting in your Mobby fried chicken recipe was your choice to use a meat substitute that was shredded and then kind of squidge it up together so that when you bite into it, it's more like what it's like to eat a piece of chicken, which isn't a solid thing.
You know, well, that's because it wasn't available. It wasn't really like, oh, yeah, we're going to just use this. It wasn't available, so we had to make it ourselves. So we chose that version. Now I get the chickens whole. I just create my own batter. And basically, that's what we're doing. We're just using a batter and putting it together, and it actually made it look and feel like chicken. Like you said, like not all the way perfect.
Yeah, chicken is very craggy and variable.
Right. And I do give that credit to actually my niece who showed me how to put it together like that.
Oh, I love that this is a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Toriano.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys having me on. And much love.
That was Toriano Gordon, founder of the restaurant and food truck Vegan Mob. He recently came out with the Vegan Mob cookbook. For his plant-based Mobby fried chicken recipe, head to our website, kcrw.com/goodfood.